Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice to have you along. It really is. Thank you for being here with us. Well, it's the end of an era at Michigan State. Hello?
What?
It is?
Jonathan Smith.
Is he gone already?
Fired. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like I missed that one.
No, the fans want him fired, though.
After eight games?
Well, I think it's nine.
Is it nine?
And I believe that they just got boat raced by Indiana at home.
I would like to point out that
and they are now four
undefeated
and five.
Indiana?
Yeah. You.
Yeah, but it's still Indiana.
You had a lot of faith in Sparty, and you continue to doubt Indiana.
Yeah, I do.
47-10.
Yeah, no, I saw. Yeah. It was 10-0 Sparty.
Yeah.
And I was doing.
It's funny. I saw that, and I actually thought to myself because you were yeah. laughing at my faith in Indiana, and I was like, God damn it! Like Rob's right. And then I looked up because I didn't watch the game, and then I looked up and I was like, oh, well, that's better. So it's 24-10. You're like, oh.
So they want to fire Jonathan Smith
after nine games.
Now my question is: have we changed expectations for college football coaches? Because when you look at Cignetti, mm-hmm. you know, that guy comes into Indiana of all places. They only won three or four games last year.
Yeah.
They're 9-0.
Mm-hmm. Didn't play anybody, but.
Well, but still.
Yeah.
Like, that was fast. Mm-hmm. And with transfers, mm-hmm. look at how quickly Dan Lanning has built up Oregon.
Yeah, to be fair, he didn't take over a program that was.
No.
Was on the ropes.
But it doesn't take long, is the point.
Sure.
So how long do coaches get now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a valid point. Again, I think it's job to job. Like,
well, is there such a thing? Okay, let me ask it this way.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as building a program anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, when you're in the Power Four,
well,
get some transfers and make us good.
If you are at a school like Michigan State, and Michigan State is not a bad program. It's a good program. But it is a building program. There is a difference between... how would you say like programs that are it's like buying a new house, like they're move in ready, right? And you may have to put your own touches on them. You have to paint some walls or, you know, whatever, you know, you can landscape a little bit, but it's a move in ready house. And then there's projects, and the vast majority of schools are projects. And so if you're at a project school and you're expecting move in ready results, dude, you're a dumbass. And yeah, you can find guys that are really dynamic, or you get lucky with some transfers and they're able to now with the transfer portal bring over their own guys, like with Indiana bringing over James Madison guys. I mean, Colorado is having a nice turnaround. And again, largely he brought in his son, who's been one of the best quarterbacks, and Travis Hunter, and Dion was a force of nature and was able to do something in year two. And he's done a nice job now. Give him his flowers. But for a guy like Jonathan Smith, I mean, Jonathan Smith is the definition of a program builder. But that, like, you can't look at what he did at Oregon State and be like, what he did was wrong, but it's not going to be in a year. So if you want a quick turnaround, you better not hire a Jonathan Smith. You better go out and find a young, dynamic guy that runs really innovative offenses that goes out and recruits his ass off. So you can't hire someone like Jonathan Smith at Michigan State and then be upset when it takes him two or three years to change the culture and get it pointed in the right direction.
So there's different archetypes of hires now.
100%.
That's interesting.
Yes. Like if you,
what is Jed Fish? And what is Washington? Like, where are they in this?
Well, I think Washington hoped that they would stabilize it a little bit more, but I think Fish is a guy that's a bit of a builder. Like, why would you think that Jed Fish is going to turn anything around in 1 year? Even Jed Fish told you up at Washington that it was going to be a slow build, that this wasn't going to be just a quick turnaround, like an end-all to be-all sort of thing. So, I mean, if you're UW... Yeah, it shouldn't take 4 years to turn a program around at the University of Washington. But with what you had and the schedule you played, if anyone at Washington thought that they were going to be a 10-win team, I, you know, that's on you. That's just having poor expectations.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Jonathan Smith.
Well, and that's a shame.
We hardly knew ye.
And I hope it doesn't turn into that.
I think it is going to with fan bases. No. Their fan bases, you know how they are.
That's ignorant then.
Well, but you think fans are smart?
No, but there's a difference between a fan base being upset and then allowing that to bleed over into the powers that be that actually make hires.
Yeah, but it happens.
Yeah.
But pressure.
Like Billy Napier, I mean, he got a couple years at Florida. It's not working. Probably should move on. But even at schools like Florida, it can take a little bit. Sark took a little bit at Texas, right? Like, there was some talk of what the hell's wrong with you. And that's at Texas. You know, Brian Kelly hasn't won anything down at LSU. I thought he won a Heisman Trophy, but Brian Kelly's a damn good coach, and LSU's really, really stinking good as a program. But, you know, they may get to – last year was not the year they wanted, and this year – if they lose here, they're out of the playoffs at a three-loss.
Yes, Sark, basically two seasons. And then he went 12-2.
And the third year, right?
Yep. Third year. Sugar Bowl.
So I believe...
So is that the expectation?
I think within 3 to 4 years, if you don't have it pointed in the right direction. Now, for Michigan State, I mean, my God, it shouldn't be, you know, going to the Sugar Bowl. But yes, in going into that third or fourth year with Jonathan Smith, if you're getting blown out by Indiana by 30 plus points, yeah, you should probably be upset. You want to see progress each and every year. But Michigan State is not Texas. They're not LSU. It is a program builder. In fact, why do I always get D'Antonio and D'Antoni mixed up? How long did it take him? Because he had the best run.
Michigan State guy? Mark, yeah. D'Antonio?
D'Antonio. He had the best run there. I mean, his run there was incredible. Made a college football playoff.
He went his first 3 years, 7-6, 9-4, 6-7.
Okay.
And so, then 11 wins, yeah. 7, 13, 11, and 12.
So, yeah, he took over from John L. Smith, who went 5-7, 5-6, 4-8, got canned. And like you said, 7-6, I guess that's not bad. And then the 9-win year down. I wonder if we could go back and look at that 6-7 year. I wonder what people were saying. I wonder what people
were saying.
That third year.
Follows up a 9-4 with a 6-7. Say, yeah. Fire his ass.
And then he pops off.
And like then he went 11-2.
11-2, 11-3, 7-6, 13-1, 11-2, 12-2. You know, so. And then he had, you know, then he kind of the fall off there. And eventually it wasn't good enough. 2 7-6 seasons got him fired.
Yep.
So.
Well, I think he retired, didn't he?
Did he retire?
I thought he did.
He might have. But yeah, he had 2 7-6 seasons, then he kind of, either he bowed out or, yeah, I think you're right. He may have just stepped down. But I always wonder when that happens, how much of that is, you know, are you really stepping down or, you know, are we like, eh.
Yeah, it's just an interesting time, you know?
Yeah.
And what fans expect from their coach.
Yeah.
With NIL and the transfer portal. You know, if you get the right guy, you know, it should be instant. Well, not instant, but, you know, yeah, it shouldn't take long.
It can be quick.
It doesn't take that many transfers.
No, the transfer portal, but also remember the Mike Norvell thing. Be wary of the transfer portal quick fix.
Oh, yeah.
Mel Tucker had it.
For sure.
Mel Tucker had that transfer class with Kenneth Walker and all those guys.
It works both ways. Wait for Indiana.
Yeah, we'll see. Because it's one thing when you can come in with the transfer portal, but in order to build a program that's sustainable, Dave Bartu says this all the time, you have to be able to recruit. And the transfer portal year to year, it's just not a sustainable model.
Oh, break. Okay. You want us to break already?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the clock says.
What about Brent Brennan at Arizona?
Well, then you better talk about
it. Well, my.
What about that?
What do you mean?
Well, how long does he get?
Or like, we could talk about him next.
Well, we're moving on next. Mm-hmm. I got NFL. Yes. Again.
So what do we think of Brent Brennan?
No one should get fired until you've had 3 years.
3 years?
Yes. Minimum.
Okay.
3 years. After the third year, if there's no progress, feel free. Flush it.
You don't got to be Trent Bray?
You don't got to be great in year three. Again, 3 years. If you're hiring a guy, unless it's an unmitigated disaster, you give him 3 years. And I don't fire him after 3 years if there's progress moving forward. I don't need 9 wins, but I need to see recruiting and I need to see progress going forward. Otherwise, flush it.
You know, this is Lincoln Riley's third year.
I think next year is absolutely huge. If Lincoln Riley falls on his face next year, if I'm USC, I say thanks, but no thanks.
He went 11-3.
Yep.
Then 8-5.
Yep.
And now 4-5.
Next year to me is absolutely enormous. And I would have no problem firing him if next year is another 500 season.
Does he get fired this offseason?
Nah. They owe him a lot of money, too. It's like $80-something million.
Who would coach USC next?
I don't know. I don't know where you go. I'm interested in what that job even is, like what people think of it.
Well, Lincoln Riley thought a lot of it.
Mm, well, you know what? And he's not winning recruiting battles there in California either.
That's one of the more puzzling ones.
I really thought that there would be better results. I think a lot of people did.
Kind of feels like West Coast Florida right now, where there's just the pedigree's there, but there's so many cooks in the kitchen, it's hard to get progress and things done. I don't know.
How does he? I just don't understand.
It just seems like something's off there, even though it used to be on for a long time.
But something's been off there every year, with the exception of the Pete Carroll years.
Yeah.
I mean, they were bad before Pete Carroll got there.
Yeah. That's why I wonder.
I mean, maybe they're just an overrated program.
But he's
a hell of a coach.
He is. I just wonder what that job really is.
Well, I think he's a hell of a coordinator. I don't know if he's a hell of a coach.
Well, Oklahoma. I mean, come on, man.
He was great.
He was good.
He was great.
At Oklahoma.
He was great at Oklahoma.
I mean, he took over for Stoops, right?
Yeah. And Stoops.
And he had success with that. But then, great. Why did he leave Oklahoma then?
Well, because it's U.S. freaking C.
Okay. Is that a better job than Oklahoma?
Apparently not.
It is. It is a better job in every way than Oklahoma.
You think he regrets leaving? Because I bet he does.
I think he's sitting there right now being like, hell, I got to figure out a way to get a quarterback in here and win.
He went Oklahoma 12-2, 12-2, 12-2, 9-2. That was COVID. 10-2 and left.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. And with multiple.
And that's when they brought Bob Stoops back. Remember that?
Multiple Heisman trophies.
They brought Bob Stoops back when Riley left to coach the bowl game.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
The great Bob Stoops.
Didn't look good for Oklahoma after that either.
Venables, I do know that.
Jackass.
Venables 6-7, 10-3, 5-4.
Yep.
And that is hot Brent Brennan talk.
I know you want me to break, but I don't care.
We should probably break.
Why?
Because now
do you care?
Because now you're just going over to go over.
What is Colorado Rockies?
I'm not. This is hot sports talk.
You're just doing this
what
now
the people
to
want.
Spite Buckley. I'm turning off my mic.
All right, I'll turn my mic off too. Coming up next, we get to our NFL falafel. We will talk about the stupid Bears on the Fan. Here's Buck.